Okay, Rabbi, we're starting a brand new Masechta and a brand new Seder. This Medrash is now Zoicha to start this Seder and this Masechta now for the seventh time in the Mezgeris of the Daf Yomi. Baruch Hashem, we should continue for many, many years to come.
Amen.
And the Mishnah begins. Kol hazvachim shenizbachu shaloi lishmon ksheirim alishloi olu lebalim lushum choiva. Chutzman ha-Pesach v'ha-Chatas. What is the Mishnah telling us? The word zvachim over here means karbonais. All karbonais, shenizbachu. Literally, the word nizbachu means zvicha, means shchita. Our Mishnah only refers to shchita, but the Tav Tosis reminds us that there are, in fact, four major avoidais with every single carbon. What were those four avoidais? Number one was shchita. Number two is Kabbalas Hadam. Number three, Hailochas Hadam. And number four was Zerikas Hadam. All four of these should be done lechatchila lishma. What do we mean by lishma in our context? For the korban that it is intended. So if you brought a korban oila, the balim and the kohen that's bringing it should have in mind that this is l'shem korban oila. If you bring a korban shlamim, you have to have in mind it's l'shem korban shlamim. What happens if, however, either by mistake or on purpose, either the balim or the kohen, who is the one that's officiating and bringing the korban, has in mind by a korban oila l'shem shlamim, or a shlamim l'shem oila, we're about to go and shecht, but the Tosi says lav dafka the shechita, the Kabbalah, the Hilacha, the Zerikas Hadam. We're talking about you're supposed to do it for an oila. He went and he donated this carbon as an oila. And here the Kohen says, L'shem Shlamim. What's the din under those circumstances? Says our Mishnah, Avad L'chadchili, you're not supposed to do something like that, but it is a kosher carbon. It's Ksherim. What does that mean that it's a kosher carbon? That means you're allowed to continue doing all of the avoidais related to this carbon. So if you did a shechita shaloi l'shma, okay, that was not the way you should have done it l'chadchila, but you can now do the zrikas hadam. You can now do the hektar chalovim v'emurim on the mizbeach.
It's not ma'akev.
It's not ma'akev. That's very, very good. However, elishloi olu l'balam mishem choiva. If the balam had promised to go and bring this carbon, for instance, he took upon himself a solemn nader. I hereby, a menader, I'm going to go and bring a korban oila, or a korban shlamim, etc. Any korban that you can go and bring, betoiras nader or nedava. What's the difference between a nader and a nedava? Nader is, he says, hare olai. And a nedava, he says, hare zu. Let's talk about a nader. He says, hare olai, I'm going to go and bring a korban oila. I'm going to bring a korban shlamim. If the balim, by mistake or on purpose, switched it, or the kohen that's doing the avoida, what happens now? It's a kosher carbon, but he was not yotze his choiva, his neder. He made a neder, I'm going to bring an oila. He wasn't mekayim the neder, because they said it to l'shem shlamim. Therefore, he's going to have to go and bring a brand new carbon. That's what we mean, shlo ola balim shem choiva, he was not Yoitze. There are a couple of times that you have to go and bring karbonos mishum choiv, in other words, not because he was menader the carbon, but because the Torah requires you to go and bring a carbon. The typical case, of course, is the karbon chatas and karbon osham, which we'll talk about shortly, but you can also have a situation where, for instance, a person was a nozer, or a person was a metzoira, where among the karbonos that have to be brought is a karbon oila. If once again there was a mess up and they brought that oila l'shum shlamim, you're going to have to go and bring a brand new carbon oila because le'olu le'balim l'shum choivim. Our Mishnah is only focusing on what we would call a shinoi in the koidish, that you made a mistake, a bubu, and you switch from an oila to a shlamim to an oila, and so on and so forth. You have a similar concept, a parallel concept of what we call shinoi balim. Shinoi balim means that when the kohen is bringing it, he thinks that this carbon belongs to Shimon, when really it belongs to Reuven. So he's thinking to himself, and he's saying, oh, I'm bringing this carbon on behalf of Shimon, And afterwards it turns out it wasn't Shimon's carbon, it was Reuven's carbon. So that's also a shinoi. The shinoi that we spoke about before, the shinoi, our good friend Barry always likes to talk about, it's a shinoi in the Chavtza, and the shinoi of Balaam is a shinoi in the Gavra, in the person. So our Mishnah doesn't deal with the shinoi Balaam, but Mishnah, we're going to have that in the future, in another few days. But in the meantime, we're talking about the din of shinoi kodesh. By the way, when we talk about that the zvachim were brought shaloi lishma, how does one identify whether it was lishma or shaloi lishma? So normally the Gemara uses the term machshava, that he's thinking about it, that it's shaloi lishma. Do you have to verbalize it? That's already a very, very hot issue among the Rishonim. In fact, you see the first Tosis over here, all the way at the end of the Tosis, and the final line, it says, good morning, Robert. We are in Daf Beis Omer Aleph of Zvachim. Everybody, please put yourselves on mute. Thank you. We're on the last line of the top Tosis. You'll see it says, Perek HaMafkin above Metzia, Pirashti, Hod the Machshava Paiselis Bekodshim, Ibedibor HaZevach Nase Shaloi Lishma, Oyafilu B'Machshava. Is a shaila whether or not it has to be bedibur v'pemole or machshava is enough. Of course, how would I know what his machshava is unless he verbalizes it? But if the kohen tells us, "Oy raboisai, I don't believe it. I had in mind for a shlamim when this was really an oila." He didn't have to say it, but he, if you will, confessed or he acknowledged that he had made a bubu. So now I know what his machshava was. But according to the second tzad of this iboy, of this shayla, you don't have to have a dibur to go and make the korban le'ol balam shum choyva. Machshav is enough. Just I wouldn't know the machshav unless he tells us. Therefore, if he says, oh, by the way, I had that bad machshava, then according to the second tzad, the korban is kosher, le'ol balam shum choyva. This, by the way, is a recurring theme that you have a number of times in our Masechta. If you turn, for instance, to Daf Dalid Amid Beis, you see the name of the Tosis is the Dibur Maschil Machshav Ba'alma. Says Tosif Afil Yehitzorach Dibur Kimin Leka Masa Have Machshav Ba'alma. In other words, although the Gemara from time to time uses the expression Machshava, don't take that literally. Says Tosis Afil Yehitzorach Dibur. Even if the machshav is not enough, you have to have a dibur. He says, I'm doing it shaloi lishma, kivin lekem masa, since he doesn't have to go and do any types of masa, any acrobatics, he doesn't have to jump up and down. All he has to do is make a dibur, have a kemachshava. That's why the Gemara calls it machshava, even though we really mean dibur. So that's, you see, Tosis discusses it two times already in these two blad. Then there's a Rashi later on Mem Aleph on the Beis, that addresses this. Where's that Rashi Mem Aleph Amit Beis? If you have an article, you have to get to the second volume, so that's one of the problems. Good. Anyway, there's a Rashi in the middle of the Amit. Kigoin Shinosan Esakoinitz Machshava. Left hand margin, smack in the middle of the Rashi. Kigoin Shinosan Esakoinitz Machshava. Skip down 10 lines in that Rashi. V'chol Machshava Dekodshim Moitzi Bepehu. Anytime you see the word Machshava when it comes to Kodshim, he has to be moitzi bepe, he has to say bepe mole, rabbi say, lishma, shalom, lishma, etc. Not just machshav, even if the Gemara uses the term machshav. It's on Mem Aleph Amid Beis, my dear friend. Yeah. Middle of the Amid in the Rashi. You see the Rashi begins, kigoyin shenosan esakoyimet, to go down 8 lines into the Rashi. There's an asterisk, v'chol machshav, v'dekodshim moitzi bepe. Okay? Good. Okay, and the rest of the Rashi is dealing with that particular sugya, but you see Rashi says, when you see the word machshava, don't just think machshava, say a dibur. Oh, that machshava means to say something. Okay, anyway, that's kind of just a broad introduction. If you're wondering how I knew all of those sources, well, the Tosis here in the bottom, that's pretty straightforward. It's a Tosis here, but next to Perek HaMafkid, you have the Gilyon HaShas, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger gives us another 5 or 6 citations throughout Shas. He didn't have a computer, and he didn't have a Google, but Rabbi Kiva Eger knew. So he says, look at the Tosis in the Avdalim, look at the Rashi in the Avmemalim, look in Rashi in Memnochis, look in the Tosis in the Psachim, etc., etc. And then Chulin, you see Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Kiva Eger here at the side. Anyway, so getting back Nochmul to the beginning of the Mishnah. So, Kol Azvachim, any carbon, Shadiz Bushloy Lishman, that the Kohen brought Shaloi Lishma. When I say Kohen, by the way, that's going to be a further discussion later on, Daf Nun Hey, etc. Poshit, Nishma Shaloi Lishma is going on the Baalim. The Baalim made an error. They brought an Oila and they said it's for Shlom for an Oila. But the Gemara later on is going to say the same thing the Kohen applies to Kohen. And immediately when I say something like that, usually somebody raises his hand and says, well, can the Baalim afterwards be Tveya from the Baalim, from the Kohen, that he should have to go and pay? And of course, that's a Choshen Mishpat Shaila, that's not a Kodshim Shaila, and it's a wonderful Shaila, but that's not Negea to it.
The Chesub
Shin
and Yikar,
maybe. You see, okay, I'm sure you bring Rais back and forth, he and Zrik, especially if it's a Mashav, he didn't even do a Diva, it's a Diva, didn't do an act. Okay, Al Zazir, fine.
But how's he talking about the Baalim clothes? Rachim Shinish,
this is Chuyam. Yeah.
So who's being the, who's shafting it? So
either the Kohen or the Baal.
Right, so.
And
the
or.
The Baal, it's
Kasher Bazaar,
but it's.
It could be on behalf of the Baal. The Baal is there standing next to the Shoykhid. Okay, Shoykhid, repeat after me. You know, we're doing Oilin Shalom. Okay.
Pashup Shad here is talking about the Baal. And
Pashup Shad is the Baal.
I would have thought it's the
Kohen. Right, me too. But Miyachim, we're going to get to that later on in the Masechta. This call is Valk Shinizu Bishloy Lishmon, if they were brought Shloy Lishmon, Ksherim Elishloy Oil Labalim Lishim Choyva. However, they're not Oil Labalim Lishim Choyva, which means if it was a Neder or if it was a Chova, you're going to have to bring a brand new carpet. But the first carpet is kosher, just you weren't yoitz. Chutz mena Pesach v'yachatas. Pesach and Chatas are two exceptions to the rule. What's the reason why? We'll see Miyachim in the Gemara based on Psukim. What's the Karban Pesach? Everybody knows. Erev Pesach, you bring the Karban Pesach. Chatzis, you bring any time of the year for any one of those things that we learned about back in the previous Masechta, that you bring a Karban Chatzis, whether it's Chatzis Kavua, Chatzis Oilevi Yoyrid, etc., etc. Now, the Mishnah, however, makes a slight modification when we're talking about the Pesach. The Pesach is talking about Davka Pesach Bizmanoi. What means a Pesach Bizmanoi? If it happens to be Erev Pesach, and on Erev Pesach, like whenever it comes Yom Tovim, many people squeeze in to go and bring other karbonis. Why do they bring other karbonis? Because throughout the year, people are menader or menadev, various karbonis, and they cannot bring it at that time because they don't live in Yerushalayim. So they say to themselves, I'm going to go to Yerushalayim one of the three times during the year, and at that time I'm going to go bring my oila, my shlomim, whatever he was menader or menadev throughout the year. And now it's on Erev Pesach, and on Erev Pesach, everybody of course has to bring their carbon Pesach, but that's not brought by individuals, that's typically brought by chaburos, and that chabur is taking care of him, and he is bringing a shlomim at the same time. Why is he bringing a shlom at the same time? Because there's a mitzvah on the carbon Pesach to be nechal al hasoiva, so he wants to go and have the initial meat, if you will, portion of the suit at night to be from that shlamim, and at the end he's going to get from the Karim Pesach, and it'll be Nechal al HaSoiva. So what happens when he's bringing that Karim shlamim, he has in mind, Dossel Zayin for Karim Pesach. No good. Well, actually, the case that I just gave now reverse. Is talking about the reverse case, exactly, Shlam L'Shem Pesach. Really what the Mishnah is talking about at this time is Pesach L'Shem Shlamim. In other words, they bring a Karim Pesach, and whoever's organizing it, whoever's bringing the Karim Pesach, he has in mind for a shlamim, or for an oila, or for something else, that passes the carb. The reverse case, which I mentioned earlier, that we're going to deal with at the end of the Mishnah.
This case is shlamim, and he thinks he's a korban Pesach?
Well, that's going to be the end. Here it's bringing a Pesach, and he thinks it's for korban shlamim.
Yes. The korban Pesach is brought by a group, so exactly. The entire group has to have in mind.
That's a good question. I mean, Mishnah doesn't address it. It could be just the organizer who's in charge, who's representing, he's the shliach on behalf of everybody
coin,
else.
Or the coin.
Or the coin, right, exactly. But if it happens to be the Baalim, that was Ariel's question, if you need the Baalim, you have to have all 50 Baalim. Presumably he's the shliach on behalf of everybody else. Shliach Shlomim Kemoisai. If he says that I'm having in mind for Shem Shlomim, that goes and destroys the whole Karim Pesach, and not only not Yoitzel Shem Choyve, the Pesach is a possible card.
Could all the Baalim be Tovahim?
Exactly, want to get the money back. Exactly. So that's a Pesach Bizmanai. The reason why the Mishnah focuses on Pesach Bizmanai, because Rashi reminds us, and we're going to have this Miyachim in another week or so, what happens if I were to bring a carbon, assuming that the Bismigish were rebuilt today, Miyachim, and what happens if I bring a carbon today, excuse me, and I call it a Karban Pesach. I'm bringing a Karban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash today. Of course, everybody will think I'm slightly deranged But nevertheless, I insist I want to bring a Korban Pesach today. The Gemara is going to tell us later on, a Pesach b'shar yimos hashana has the status of a shlamin. So even though you call it a Korban Pesach and you stand on your head and you say Pesach, 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 guess what? It's a shlam. A shlam shlei lishma is kosher.
Would that also include Pesach Sheni, by the way? Just occurred to me, Shari Mos Hashana.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, would that also...
It could be, maybe, if I got especially the
Pesach question more than a question
Exactly. So that's a Pesach Bizman. V'achatet b'chol zman, since unfortunately people bring a Korban Chatas throughout the year, because people do eat, they eat chaylev, or they drink dam from time to time by mistake. So that's any time during the year, you can go and bring a Korban Chatas. And again, if that Korban Chatas is being brought, he says, Rabbi Yisai, I'm not bringing for a Chatas. I'm bringing for an oil. I'm bringing for a Shlom. You can sit over here if you want, because we're already best friends. Oh, yeah. But if he prefers something next to you, Havu Benoy, absolutely. Chatas B'chozman. So that is the Tanakam. So far, the only two exceptions, Shlomo, you're going to sit next to me? Whoa, that's going to be a privilege for me. Wow, what a pleasure. You can have lots of coffee if you'd like, or some milk, whatever meets you. We're up to Reb Lezer on the fourth line. So what we have accomplished for your benefit, what we've accomplished in the meantime, is we said that anybody that brings a korban throughout the year is supposed to have in mind the shame, which korban he's bringing, whether it's an ola or a shlamim, etc. If unfortunately they messed up, and instead of having in mind an oil, they had in mind a shlam or a shlam an oil, it's still a kosher carbon. However, when it comes to Pesach v'chatas, no good. It's zero. Carbon Pesach that's supposed to be brought on Erev Pesach. If instead on Erev Pesach he said, no, this is not a carbon Pesach. This is a shlam. This is an oil. The carbon is possible, and the person has to bring a brand new carbon. And the same thing applies to a chatas. Reb Lezer extends this one more. He says, Afa Oshem. The Oshem has exactly the same din, just like the Pesach, and just like the Korban Chatas. And therefore, HaPesach Bizmane, like you just said a line ago, on Erev Pesach. The Achatas Oshem B'chol Zman, because Chatas and Oshem, Reb Lezer equates that they have the same halacha. All of them, if you were to bring them with a bad machshava you have in mind, or you say, the Pemole, I'm not bringing it for a Pesach, or for an Oshem, for a Chatas, we have in mind for something else, the carbon is no good. Now, Omer Blezer, Reb Blezer says, how do I know that Oshem has the same status as a carbon Chatas? Gemara is going to bring a Braisa that Reb Blezer learns it from a Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, Achatas for Oshem, Toira Achas Lehem. But our Gemara doesn't bring that Pasuk, but rather our Mishnah brings, I'll be a Mamatzina. Mamatzina means that anytime you have a halacha which is befeirish in the Torah, and you have another one which is not befeirish, if they are, the two are common, you learn one from the other. So says Reb Lezer, hachatas ba'alachet, you bring a korban chatas if you sinned. V'ashem ba'alachet, and ashem utzi you bring because of sins. Not the same sins, obviously, different type of sins. And asham gzeilis, asham me'ilois, etc. So they both are based on chet. Machatas psulah shalei lishma. Just like you said a moment ago, Tanakam. Achatas, which is shalei lishma, is pasul. Av oshem pasul shalei lishma. So based on a simple mamatzina, one to the other. Now, Yoisi ben Choini Oimer, an interesting name, hanishchot l'shem Pesach, u'l'shem chatas, are all to psulim. That's what we spoke about before, when I originally illustrated the first case incorrectly. That was talking about that the Pesach, he shechted l'shem something else. Here we're talking about nishchotim l'shem Pesach, that I had, for instance, been menader or menadev, a carbon oilo or a shlomim l'moshel, and then I told the kohen, this is for a carbon Pesach, especially if it is on Erev Pesach. Guess what? It's a pasul carbon. It's not oilo for the oilo or for the shlomim, as well as not for the carbon Pesach. So it's gunish mit gunish, and therefore it's just a bad carbon. What do you do with bad carbonis? You have to go and bring them the base asreif, and you have to go and burn them. And the same thing is, you would shecht it an oilu or a shlam l'shem chatas. Again, it's possible. Shimon achi azar yoimer. I'm sorry.
Phony is the son, maybe a phony amago.
I guess it's possible. I don't know.
Never an unusual name.
It's for sure it's an unusual name. How many times do you find the name Choyni? So maybe it's a Choyni Margo. Maybe it's a cousin. Maybe it's a third cousin. Maybe it's not related. Anyway, but Shimon Achi Azariah Oyman. Now that's a very interesting and strange way. Shimon, the brother of Azariah. Why does he say Shimon Achi Azariah? So this is a very, very important Rashi, which is important for all of us Balabatim. Shimon Achi Azariah. What does Rashi say? Alshem Shazariah Osak bePrakmatya veSipek Tzorchei Shimon Ochiv veShoya Osak bTorah. That's the classic Yisachar Zvulun type of partnership, where you have that the two brothers were very, very close. One was Shimon, who was Osak bTorah, constantly learning, and because of that, he could not go to work and he could not earn funds. His brother Azariah said, "That's no problem. You go and learn, and I'm going to go to work, and you have me in mind, and we're going to go and split the income. I'll give you 50-50, or whatever the deal is." So therefore, again, Hashem Shazariah Osim Permatia. Azariah went to work. The Sipek, and he supplied Tzorchei Shimon Achiv, the needs of Shimon, his brother, when Shimon was learning, and therefore they contracted between them. I'm going to go and give you every month $10,000 or whatever he needed for his living expenses, but then you have to go and give me 10%, 50%, whatever the schar of your learning. So it's teaching us in this Mishnah, not only is this permissible, but this is something which is very honorable. And that's why we are honoring Azariah and telling him he's also part of this shtickel Torah, not only Shimon, because he supplied the funds for Shimon to be able to go and say the shtickel Torah. So what did Shimon Achi Azariah say? He said, we have to distinguish between when he shechted and he had in mind for a different carbon, was it for a higher form of carbon or a lower form of carbon? What do you mean higher or lower? We'll see in the Mishnah the difference between Kodshi Kudashim and Kodshim Kalim. The Shimon Achi Azariah, Oim Eshachtun Hashem Gevoya Mehen Kshayren, if the Machshava was for a higher status carbon, kosher. The Shem, if it was the Shem Nomach Mehen, however, if it was for a lesser form of carbon, then it's psulim. Aren't all Kabbanis holy? Of course they're all holy. But Ketzad, Kodshi Kudashim Sheshachtun Hashem Kodshim Kalim, psulim. He started over Kodshi Kudashim. An Oila, for instance, is Kodshi Kudashim. A Chatas is Kodshi Kudashim. And Oshim is Kodshi Kudashim. Any one of the Kodshi Kudashim Kabbanis that you had in mind, Sheshachtim Hashem, Kodshim Kalim, if you had in mind for the Moshul, for a Shlomim, for a Toida, Maser, whatever it is, Hashem Kodshim Kalim, possible, because you've been Morid Bikdusha, you've lessened and decreased the Kedusha of this Karim. However, Kodshim Kalim, such as a Shlomim that we keep on talking about, which is Kodshim Kalim, Sheshachtim Hashem, Kodshi Kudashim, for an Oilil Moshul, that is Ksheirin, because if anything, you're exalting the carbon. You're taking the carbon from economy class and you're taking it all upgrade. The way to upgrade to a first class. Exactly. But if you took a first class passenger and you're going to send him to economy, you can see how upset he will be. Oh, that's Kodshi Kudashim. You're doing Kodshim Kalim is possible.
Bishogi.
Sorry, once again?
Bishogi.
We're assuming that it's Bishogi, but the same thing could apply to Mezid as well. It doesn't. Mishnah doesn't distinguish between Mezid and Shogeg, but normally, why would one person want to do something like that? So presumably, there was a Shogeg. He had a whole bunch of animals in his corral, which he had designated. This is going to be for an Oilin. This is going to be for the Shlomim. This is going to be for a Karban Pesach. This is going to be for a Chatzah. This is going to be for an Asher. Whatever it was, and so, then unfortunately, he messed up. Yeah.
So in the holiness hierarchy of sacrifices, is there one sacrifice that's above all in Kedusha?
Normally, the Gemara assumes that Oila is the highest because it's Kula Kolul Hashem.
But let's say Korban Pesach.
Korban Pesach is certainly on the degree of great.
Or the one on Yom Kippur that's Be'ad the whole nation.
That's true. And that happens to be a Korban Chatzos, which is once a year, and that certainly it goes into the Holy of Holies. So It's really up there. In the hierarchy, it's really top level. Very good. So anyway, one more question.
When it says pasul, the Korban is pasul, you cannot eat it, you have to burn it, what do you do with it?
If the Korban is pasul, you have to burn it. That's right. No good.
Is this prior or post-Shechita?
It has to be poshlita. You can't eat a live korban.
If it's pre-shchita and he made that mistake, presumably somebody could say, stop, don't shecht it, this is not an oil. Thank you very much for reminding me and correcting me. But if it's post-shchita now, the damage, the blood has flowed, the damage has been done. So depending on the nature of the carbon, sometimes it's kosher, sometimes it's not kosher. Notice when we say over here that if he does from kachim kalim to kachim kudishim, the carbon is kosher. Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to ask, is it just kosher, or is it even ola lebalim lishem chayva? Because our Mishnah at the beginning went and distinguished between, yes, it's kosher carbon, but it's not ola lishem chayva. So what do you say about this? That if you're going from kachim kalim to kachim kudishim, shayrin, is it ola lishem chayva? Or maybe not. So Rashi really points out that the Gemara is going to, mir tashem, deal with soon. Now, Bechor, Maser, and Shlom are all on the Kachim Kalim level. So I would think, oh, these are all economy class, so there's no way of upgrading them. No, Mishnah says, then it's Kshegim. That is an upgrade. Bechor, Maser, to Shlom is an upgrade. Shlom, Sheshach, Lashem, Bechor, Lashem, Maser, Sulem, that is a downgrade. Why? Well, they're all Kachim Kalim. So the last Rashi here in the Mishnah tells us, because a Korban Shlomim has certain halachas that do not apply to Bechor and Maser. If you look at the last Rashi, there are 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. L'shem Namuch Mehen Psulim Legamri. Totally possible, and it was not just a L'shem Balim, totally possible. Bechor u'Maser Behema Numucha Meshlam. Bechor and Maser Behema are less than Shlom. Kim Ramin Perakalatod, the Mir Shem will get a Mishnah and Daf Peites. Nisha Shlomim Teunim. Matan Arba. When you're bringing the Zrika, when you're doing the Zrika Saddam, you have to do Shtayim Shehein Arba. It means two of the corners, and therefore the blood lands on all four sides of the Mizbeach. My Shehein Kang, when it comes to Bechor and Maser Behema, you only have to do one Zrika Saddam. You don't have to have Shtayim Shehein Arba. Another thing is when it comes to Shlomim, you have to smicha, meaning the Balim have to put their hands on top of the animal and make a smicha on it. You don't need that for Bechor and Maser Behema. Nisachim, you have the Nisach Hayayin that you do when you bring the carbon, only by Shlomim, not by Bechor and Maser Behema. And finally, two of Chaz V'Shoik. Every time you have a Shlomim, you have to go and give the Chaz V'Shoik two parts of the animal to the Kayin, and you have to do a Tanufa. And the Tanufa means similar to what we do with our Lulav and Esrik in all directions, up and down, in all four sides. So you do that type of Tanufa. That's only a Chiyav when you're talking about the Shlomim, and not the Bechor and Maser Behema. Anyway, Jokti Gimoriyetz. So we started off the Mishnah in a very interesting way. The Mishnah starts off, Kol Ezvachem Shenidu Chesoy Shemon Kshem, the kosher, Ela Bot, Shloi Olubal Mishim Chayim. Frey Timura, isn't that an interesting way of characterizing it? Lama Lila Misna Ela Shloi Olu, Lisni Viloi Olu Labal Mishim Chayim. We don't need the Ela, but Shaloi Olu, just say Olu, finish. Why is that any better, says Rashi? Because we have another Gemara in Pesachim, Lo Oilim Yishana Odom LeTalmido, Yashna Odom LeTalmido, Derech Ketzara. When you're teaching Talmud, when you're teaching Gemara, when you're teaching anything, it's best to go and do it in brevity. Go and do it succinctly. Because if you talk too much, like I do, then people go and forget.
Brevity is the soul of wit.
Exactly right. So therefore, that's the soul of wit. So why didn't we go and shorten it instead of it? Ela Shalai. Just go and say, you've saved yourself a whole word and an extra letter or two. Anthony Mahaka Mashal and Labalamud Leyala Shemchaiva. Abitushusayu Kaimi. Osalishanu Yibahu. What it wants to emphasize is, it's taka not olishim chayva. However, in every other respect, this carbon is a carbon with the full kedusha that it was originally brought for. Such as what? Also, shinui, we are now going to do another shinui. What other shinui? Look at Rabbi Yomar Rava. Oil the shach the shloi lishma. What happened if you shacht an oil the shloi lishma, loy the shame, oil of the shame, shlomim, or whatever? Aser lizrei dama shloi lishma. Don't say to yourself, well, anyway, it's shloi lishma, who cares? In other words, right after the shechita, you find out that you messed up, that this was intended to be an oila, and you made it a shlomim, and you said to yourself, oh, yeah, what did I do? I'm so upset. So Anyway, it's already a messed up carbon. So I'll do also the zrikas of Am Shalai Lishma. No, 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 no. Just because you did one sin, don't do two sins. If you messed up once, don't mess up twice. That's what the Mishnah is telling you. The only exception to it's totally kosher. Elishly, oh, it's not yoytzel shem choyv, but otherwise, it's a full-fledged carbon with aladinim. So don't be mishan. Why takanat? Anyway, it's a damaged carbon. Why can't I go and be zoyrik shaloy lishma? Iba yisei mesvara, iba yisei mikra. Iba yisei mesvara, mishem dishoni ba kolhani lishni ba v'leizel. Just because he already went, man, one boo-boo, he should continue and add more boo-boos and more mistakes and more errors. You already messed up once. Don't mess up a second time. So continue doing the carbon the way it's supposed to be done and not with further shinuyim.
So now, so in your case, so you have your Ola and you shechted the
shame shlamim.
Ola is the shame shlamim.
Mm-hmm.
So what difference? So they're both shtam shame arba. They're both, the blood mm-hmm. procedures are similar.
Right.
What differences would you be doing now?
When he is verbalizing, if you hold dibor or machshava, he's thinking about which carbon am I doing as Rikas Hadam for?
I see. So it's just, even though the blood's the same, everything's the same, but you should continue to think of it as the second, as the mistake.
No, as
the original.
You already messed up.
Keep that the only flaw. Otherwise, keep it. Okay.
Exactly. Don't add more flaws to the original flaw.
Why?
Sorry.
You go from coach to first class. What happened?
If you go from coach to first class? So according to the second man here, all the way at the end, that man is Shimon. It's kosher.
He continues with
Shimon Achi Azari. Shimon and his brother, the one that was the businessman. What do they both hold? That if it's for an upgrade, then it's kosher carbon. If it's a downgrade, no good. Okay.
Yes. Wouldn't logic dictate that if you make a mistake for another carbon, meaning keep it streamlined and keep it all with the mistake, that way all streamlined.
Your whole premise, it's on a faulty foundation.
But you make an adjustment and keep it streamlined.
Remember, when you're maktish the korban, you maktish it as an ola.
Right.
It has kedushas ola. Now if you're offering it as a shlamim, people are going to eat the meat of an ola, it should go on the mizbeach. So it's even more transgressive.
Exactly.
You're adding fuel to the fire, forgive the punish metaphor.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's.
Do you understand? Like once you think, because you'll have other consequences. If you have an ola shlamim, you're going to eat the meat of what otherwise is a kosher ola.
Which
should be on this bad.
Oh, another one.
Okay, so that was the first svara. Yes, because you made one boo boo, don't make more. Iboy Yisema. Second shot, three lines from the bottom. It says in the Quran, Emakra, look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, Moitzev Hasecha Tishmar Viasisa. What you motzev Hasayim, in other words, what you uttered initially, keep it and do it. Kasher Nadarta, like you made your neder. Lashem Alekecha Nedova, like a Nedova. So the pasuk on the surface is contradictory. We're saying, go and keep your word that you said it's a neder, it's a Nedova. It's a major difference between a neder and a Nedova. A neder, he says, Hare Olai, and Nedova is Hare Zu. But it's not just a question of the formulation. It's also halachic ramifications. When you say Hari Olai Oila, if after that you are mafresh an animal and you say, this animal, I'm going to bring him Yetosh Hashem next week, I'm going to bring it for a carbon oila. And then the animal macht a plate. The animal runs away. Then you got to bring another one. And if that one runs away, you'll have to bring a third one. And if it becomes a balmum, or if it was stolen, it gets lost, whatever. You said Hari Olai, you gotta bring your carbon. Even if it means 100 animals are lost until you finally get your final carbon. What happens if he says, a Nedova, what's a Nedova? Hari Zu. He looks at an animal squarely in the eyes, you are hereby designated an Oila. And then the animal absconds, and the animal apparently had a little bit of cycle, understood what's going on. What, I'm going to go and be put on the mizbeach, and I'm not interested, you know, I'm still young, I want to have more years, etc. And the animal runs away, you're off the hook until you find that animal again. Because you said that this one is an oiler, this one is a shlam, then that's what's called an adava, and it doesn't become a personal obligation. Uh-huh. If it gets lost, if it's stolen, okay, You don't have no responsibility.
What happens if you, like, make that an ola, it runs away, then you make another one an ola, and then you find the first animal?
Good. Very good. Beautiful.
Question as well.
Good.
It's a great question.
Yeah. That, but katas shenet skapa
vake.
I understand. Right. So by an ola, l'choira, one would say that both of them are ola, unless he can say to the ruv that the second one was a mekach toys, I didn't mean to make an oiler. And then you get into machloket between Beisham and Beisil, whether you can be shoyil on a neder of kodesh. Meaning normally we have a Taurus Nadorim on Erev Rosh Hashanah when a person made a neder and he wants to annul that vow. That's not a problem. When you're talking about kodesh and machloket Beisham Beisil, whether you can annul a vow of kodesh by saying, if I would have realized I'm going to go and find my original oiler, I never would have been makdish my second oiler. That would be the grounds to have it annulled.
Especially after he's offered it already. If you offered the second one, then...
What do you mean you offered it? If he actually brought it?
He actually brought the second one.
Yeah, but there's no din of niskapa balea ba'achir, except by echatas. No din by oilers. It's the same shayla whether he brought it or didn't bring it.
Why can't you just bring two nadavos?
You can bring as many as you want. You can bring another 12 or another 15, 100%. But if the person happens to be short of funds and he wants to use the money to go and buy new zvachim gemaras or to go and support the needy and the poor. Or his brother Shimon or somebody else, and he needs the money for other purposes. The question is, can he say, I wouldn't have brought the second one if I would have known I would find the first one? Okay, so that's a very, very good question. And that's a question, can you annul that type of vow? By the way, you could do it with a tanai. You can go and say, if I don't find the first one, then I'm going to make the second one an ola. But if I find the first one, I don't want it to be an ola. And then we find the first one, you don't have to worry anymore. Then you're off the hook. Anyway, but getting back to Agmar. So now we seem to have a stira. We're saying, keep what you said, and then it says nadova. But these are two separate halachas, two separate concepts. If the way you annoyed originally, in other words, you said this is going to be an oiler, and you take abroad it for a common oiler, hey neder, then it should be for neder, and it's ola balam shem choiva, and he did a great job. The imloi, however, what happens if he messed up? It was originally supposed to be an oiler, and he brought it lamasha for a shlamim. Then nedaviyehei, it should be a nedava. And why is it a nedava? Because he means to say, I'm not being mekayim my neder that I'm going to bring an oiler since I messed up and I called it a nedava. Okay, fine. So it's le'ol lebalim shemchayve, but it's a kosher carbon. Freigachayich unedava mishar lishnuyimber. Even though it's only a nedava, it's not a neder. Are you allowed to be mishana and nedava? Of course not. So even though this carbon has been demoted in a sense, or at least changed its status from that of a neder to a nedava, because the neder, he has not been yoitz, he's going to still have to bring his neder. So what does he bring the carbon now? It's just going to be a nedava ba'alma. It's a kosher carbon, a nedava, fine. Are you allowed to go and be mishana and nedava? Of course not. So therefore, even though he's a mishana the first time, he's not allowed to be mishana the second time. Now the Gemara continues, and we're going to ask a kasha from here to Hilchos Gittin, or by a get, also it has to be written lishma, because of law, darshan Gemara lishma. Omli Ravina l'rapapa. Ravina says to Rapapa, he was lamenting the situation this past Shabbos. That what? Lehavis gabon biurta bitchuma becharmech. Becharmech is the name of a place. And he said, by uns in Bismedish, in Ber Chermech, we had a tremendous visitor, and that was Rava. And Rava gave a beautiful shir, and everybody was astounded and amazed about the great Sinai and Oikahorim in the form of Rava, and it was really fantastic. It's just a shame, like Havisa Gabon, you weren't with us, Ba'arta, that night or that day, meaning in with us on Shabbos, Tchuma, because you were outside of the Tchum, and therefore you weren't able to get to the Shir. Because had you been by us in Bechermech, you would have heard the Rami Rava, Milimal Yos Adadi. Rava asked fantastic kashas, one Mishnah on another, Vishana Lehu, and he gave a beautiful teretz. So what did I miss? My Milimal Yasa. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah. Kolaz Vachem, Shinez Bechu Shaloi Lishman, Ark Sheirim, Shaloi Olabal Shem Chayva. Time of the Shaloi Vishman. It's Dafka because it was Shaloi Vishman. Hastama, Alu Nami Labal and Shem Chayva. What does Igmar mean? The Lashon of the Mishnah is Kalazvachim Shinizbachu, that were Geshachnin, Shaloi Vishman, with a Machshavar or a Dibur, Shaloi Vishman. not oila, but shlomim. What happened if it was brought and nobody had any machshava, just stoma? In other words, the Balaam brought the carbon to the base of Mikdish, and the Kohen took it from him without asking any questions, just based on his understanding and assumption that it was lemoshel and oila, but not that he had in mind oila l'shem shlomim, shlomim l'shem oila. But he just brought stam. In modern terminology, would say he was spaced out. He was just bringing it, going through the motions. He shechted it. What are you shechting? Kachim. What do you think? I mean, base of Mikdish. What do you think I'm shechting? Of course it's kachim. Which kachim? Whatever, you know, whatever the Balaam wants it, it doesn't make a difference to me. I'm just going to move it over to the next guy. So he just shechted it, stam. It's mashu from that. Olu nam lebalam shemchoyva. Then it would be oila lebalam shemchoyva. Why would it be oila lebalam shemchoyva? Because the Mishnah seems to imply dafka. He said it shaloi lishmoi, oila lishem shlam, shlam lishem oila. But if he just left it kind of blank without saying anything, without thinking anything, mashu that it would be good. Al mastaman namik lishman dami. Even if you don't have in mind dafka lishmo lishmo lishmo, it's still kosher. Or a mini, I'll ask you a kasha from Masechtas Gittin. Kol aget shenichdev shaloi l'shem isha. Notice the terminology is the same. He writes that a get shaloi l'shem isha, not for this particular lady. It was written for another lady. And now somebody else is using that get. It's possible, because it had to be written l'shma for this man, for this lady, etc. Ustam anami pasal. The halacha is that stam is also pasal. In other words, if when the... I'm sorry, Nachman.
By getting
there,
the
law. There's no question. By Kabbalah, it's all to Psukim. We're going to get to all the Psukim. But the point is, here the Pasuk requires it Lishma, there it requires it Lishma, but apparently that Lishma is more serious Lishma than our Lishma. Because we're saying over here, the Lishma doesn't have to be Yirat Mufanecha, I'm in the mind for an oil, If he says nothing, Stam is Kusha, just as long as he's not Mishana. But when it comes to the get, the Soifa has to say, I'm writing this out for Yankel and Sprinzer Smith. Yankel Smith is divorcing Sprinzer Smith in this town. Hariat Muteris the Chaladim. He has to have all in mind Bishasi is writing it. It's not enough to have a blank mind. He has to have it in Zin, especially. Stum is possible. How do I know Stum is possible? It doesn't say anywhere expressly, but that's how Rav is assuming. And therefore, Frank Tigmara, why is there a difference between the case of Shchitas Kodshim, where stam works, stam lishma, and by get we're saying stam does not work? What's going on? That was the kasha. Vishani and Ravi give a beautiful teretz. Zvachim b'stam lishman oimdim. Isha b'stam alav l'gerishan oimedes. Because after all, a behemoth doesn't automatically become kachim. You have to designate it. You have to consecrate it. You have to be makdish it. So the Balaam or makdish this particular animal as an oila. And now he brings it to the base of Mikdash. He doesn't say a word. The Kohen who's officiating takes it from him. He doesn't say a word. And he just goes and shechs it. So what do you think it was geshochten for? I don't know. However, since it was designated an oila a week ago or a month ago, so the assumption is that it was brought for an oila. He's not bringing it just to have kosher meat, because for that he wouldn't bring it to the base of Mikdash. He would go and bring it to his local shoichet. So why did he bring it? Because he wanted it. Which carbon did he want? He didn't verbalize it, but by the fact that he originally consecrated was makdish it for an oila, so bistam it's for an oila. Masha'enke and isha bistama, when husbands and wives get married, the hope and the expectation is that they are going to live a long life together for many, many years. Isha bistama lavagirish and emedes, a normal, regular married woman is not muchan and mezuman chas v'sholom to go and be giget. Unfortunately, circumstances sometimes gzuntai bring on a get, but she's not waiting, you know, ready, willing, and able to get a get. Normally, that this is a very strange thing. And so therefore, when it comes to kabanos, even if you didn't say it befeidrish or even have in mind for an oila, if it was muktish for an oila, it's kind of automatic. It just goes on the assembly line, it's an oila. Mashenke by an isha, since Mrs. Yankel Smith did not expect to go and be divorced, therefore, you have to go and write befeidrish in the get that unfortunately Yankel is divorcing his wife. Otherwise, the assumption is, well, you just did it stam. Who says I want to divorce a chas v'shalom? I love my wife. Wait, what are you talking about?
Doesn't just like the context of a korban being in the base of Mikdash, in the floor of the Azara, establishes that context that it is stam l'kachim.
Yeah.
If a woman is is in the
Bezdin Shtiebel, and they've been arguing for the last year.
And the sofer is writing the get. Yeah. Doesn't yet have the same quality of context that
no, I understand 100%. So now, when the Mor is really talking about, for instance, a person who writes, a person who's a cipher, and that day he's already finished Shas three times that day, and he's already gone through the hotel, and he has nothing to do. He figures, I'm a cipher, and I want to go and save time and save money. I'll write out now, but the template's not only leaving out the blanks, the shame of Ishva Isha. I know that there happens to be a family here in town. One is Yanko Smith and one is Princess Smith. Let me write out for Yanko. But you never know. I mean, it can always happen. Chulila, something happened. Right? And there's another family in town, Moshe Goldberg, and his wife's name is Sprinzer. No, the Sprinzer was the first one. Is Genendel. And he's going to write out for Moshe and Genendel. Was he asked to write it out? No. Can it be called legitimately Lishma? No, because the husband is not holding by divorcing the wife. What happens in a month from now, in fact, somebody comes to the cipher and says, can you write out a get? What's your name? My name happens to be Yankel. What's my wife's name? Your wife's name is Sprinzer. Hey, that's wonderful. I already wrote out a get. I'll give you a discount. Normally, a new get costs $500. I already have written it out. Here, $250. Would that be kosher? Says, why would that be kosher?
It wasn't meant for that.
Exactly. So now, if you're talking about an Bezdin Shtiebel, and we're asking the Sofer to go and write out again, so it's automatic that he's writing it out for the people that are sitting here, in the courtroom. So that's not a stumble, that's for them. Yes.
So far,
no good. Very good. Oh, that was great. Yes. And especially in the Chodesh, we go and blow the cipher every single day. We keep on blowing. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not the shame, this carbon. So it's also not
the shema,
particularly.
What the Gemara is going to shortly ask, or what Rav was really asking is, why by a carbon do you say stoma works? And when it comes to an isha, it doesn't work. So the stum over here is that since the Baalim said originally a month ago, whenever he dedicated it, it's for an oilam. He brings it to the Beis Hamikdash. Yes, the Kohen should have asked him, tell me, is this for an oilam, shlom, machatas, or this, or that, or the other thing? Tell me what it is. And the Kohen didn't. Why didn't he? Because he was still thinking about the difference between Sinai and Oikaharim, and who's better and who's worse, and the Gemara of yesterday. And he was spaced out. So he took the carbon without thinking, without asking, and he shechted it. So now, after the Shechita, we ask him, what did you shecht it for? For Kodshim. Aha. Did you know which Kodshim? No. So there was just a stam. Not that he had in mind for Noit, not for Shlom. So he asked now the Baalim, tell me, what did you have in mind? Well, at the time of the bring, I didn't really have in mind anything, because I also was chazring the Masechta of yesterday. However, I had dedicated it 2 weeks ago for an Oila. Okay. It's an oiler because that's what it's oimed for, to bring it for an oiler. Masha'enken, your normal Mrs. Sprinzer Smith is not oimedis to go and be get. So therefore, in the get, you better write in. You can't just go and write stam forms of Yankel and Sprinzer. You have to go and ask, Yankel, do you want to? Yeah, oh, yeah, then you write it out. Lishmo of Yankel and Sprinzer. You're very welcome. So, Freiting Mora, Uzvochem bestomach shaden, minolon. The basis of the kasha is that we're assuming from our Mishnah that even stoma is also kosher, right? What was the original kasha that Rava asked? He said, our Mishnah says, k'sherim. Even stoma is also kosher, and it's even oyle b'al l'shem chayva, right? It's only shaloy l'shma, then it's kosher, but it's not oyle b'al l'shem chayva, but stoma works. Mashenkin l'gabe get, no. The get, even stoma is possible. Where does it say the stummiyas in our Mishnah that it's kosher, and the stummiyas in Masechta's Gittin that it's possible? It doesn't say it befeirish. You're just reading that into the Mishnah. So, Freitag, well, where do you take that from? Uzvachem b'stamik sheirin min nolan. How do you know if you had stam machshava, it's kosher? Eileim amihodit nan. It says in our Mishnah. Kol uzvach shishin zbuchu. Shaloi lishmon ark sheirim elishli ol labalim shum choyva. V'liktoni, it doesn't say shaloi nizbuchu lishmon. Even though these are the same words, but the order of the words are so important. Because Nizbach Shaloi Lishmon means that when the Shechita took place, they had in mind Shaloi Lishem Oila, but rather Lishem Shlomim. Ah, so that's Mashma, that Stam is okay. Like funny, because it doesn't say Kol Hazvachem Shaloi Nizbachu Lishmon Ark Shadim Elishli Ol Labalim Shem Chayve. It could have said any carbon that was geshachten Shaloi Nizbachu Lishmon, that it was not geshachten Lishma. what would be the difference between the two cases? Because the first case, he's doing an affirmative, negative action. He's going, he's being zoveach, shaloi lishma. I'm having in mind, shaloi lishma. Kosher, but olabam shem chayv. The second case is by omission. It's not by commission. It's shaloi nizbuchu lishma. He didn't, wasn't zoveach et lishma. What's the nafkimina between the two? That would be a stam case. Because in the first case, why is it because he had in mind shloim lishma, not oila shlomim? But the second case, it's talking about shloim nizbuch lishma. He didn't have in mind lishma, but he didn't have in mind shloim lishma. He didn't have in mind anything. It was just he was just spaced out. Oh, what's halacha? Then it's kosher. So, right, if that's the basis of your psak based on that diuk, Kabi get nami say the same thing. Haktani. If he didn't write it out for Mrs. Princess Smith, no good. But it doesn't say in the Mishnah, it doesn't say that if the get was not written for Mrs. Princess Smith, that it's possible. It says that if you wrote it not for Princess Smith, but you had in mind a different but it, in other words, that was a shaloi lishma. Here we're talking about just stam. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Kolaget shaloi nichtav l'shemisha, it was not written for her. Who was it written for? For nobody. It just wrote out, you know.
So you could have the template.
Yeah, the template, right.
You can have one then, according to this, and then later when you
find
it.
The answer is you cannot. And that's Imor is asking the same diuk that you made in our Mishnah, that stam works. You can make that same diuk in the case of Gittin, that stam should work. Because when is it possible? Only if you wrote it davka shaloi l'shem isha. It's mashma if you didn't write it l'shem this isha, but stam you hadn't. You didn't have anything in mind. You just went through the motions. Avram and Sarah, Sasura and Yitzchak and Rivka, without having in mind anybody in particular. Certainly, we don't mean the other sektoshim because they're no longer married. So he had in mind. I don't know. There's got to be an Avram and Sarah here in town. So he just wrote those names. So l'choyer that should be kosher because he didn't write it shaloi l'shma. He just didn't write it l'shem any particular isha. So why over here by this vachem do you automatically say stam is kosher? There we're saying stam is possible. What's the right?
You could have reformulated in both cases to include stam or not.
Exactly. Elamei ha did not. Rather, I'm going to bring you a right from another mishnah. Ketzel l'shma v'shaloi l'shma. Give me an example of a carbon which was both l'shma and shaloi l'shma. That's of course not our discussion, but we can have later on what happens if in the middle of the shechita the person had in mind both l'shma v'l'shaloi l'shma. For instance, l'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlomim. Now, why a person would do something like that? You have to ask him, and you take him maybe to a therapist. But that's the mass of what he said, or at least what he had in mind. I'm having in mind for this Pesach, this carbon should be for a Pesach and for a Shlomim. What's the din then? So the Mishnah talks about it further. It's time of the Omer l'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlomim. Hal l'shem Pesach ustama. It's mashva kasha. In other words, the shalon lishmon v'shaloi lishmon we're saying is possible. Because it was Pesach and Shlomim together. Izrach Mashma, what would happen if he didn't say Pesach and Shlomim, but he said Pesach and Stam? In other words, the first half of the Shechita he had in mind, the Shem Pesach, and then after that, Stam, he didn't think about Pesach anymore. He was just spacing out, so to speak. So he didn't have in mind for Pesach, he didn't have in mind for Shlomim. So much that would be kosher. Almas, wouldn't we say from that Mishnah that Stam and Kilishman Dami, a Rai that Stam is like Lishma? So Tumon Nishkarayim. Dilmashani Hosam, maybe the reason why it works, if it would be Pesach and then Stam, the Amakala Oisel Dafi Shainu Oisel. Because any time a person embarks on a mission or doing any type of action, he doesn't have to have in mind every single second, oh, I'm doing this, and I'm doing it, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. Whatever he started off, by Hanukkah Lecht, a lot of people say, Yerotzoin or Ribbono Shel Olam before. Or by Sfiras Oimer, or any time you have Yerotzen. Shem Yichud, exactly, any of those things. Do you have to continue saying it throughout the whole time you're doing it? You're doing it in advance, but you do it one time. So if you said such a Rabbi Nishlam, the Shem Yichud, whatever, prior to Hanukkah Lecht, now when you're lighting 8 lights on the last night, you don't have to do it in front, right before the second light, and before the third light, and the fourth light, it's all together. So here too, if he had in mind the Shem Pesach, and the second half of the Shechita, he had no machshava whatsoever, then that's fine, of course it's fine. So not because Stama is lishma, but it's because since the first half of the shechita was done properly, so then when he's spacing out later on,
it flavors the rest of his maaser with the original machshava.
It flavors it. You see, the way he explains it has such flavor. It's yes. So gishmak.
He has good taste.
He has good taste. Very
and
good. Elami sefer. Let's bring a raya from the sefer of that very same mishnah. What happens with shaloi lishman ulishman? He had in mind pshas shechita both shaloi lishman and lishman. First simon shaloi lishman. Second simon lishman. What's an example of that? L'shem shlom l'shem pesach. Ah, so the Shaloi Lishma, that was the Shlomim, because really, this is intended for Karban Pesach. So you had mine both, Shlomim and Pesach. And again, it's possible. And the Gemara is now B'dayik, time with the Om L'Shem Shlomim L'Shem Pesach. Hastama U L'Shem Pesach would be kosher. What happens if the first part was, he didn't do anything, he had nothing in mind, he's shechting and he has in mind the yesterday's daf, and in the middle of the Shechita he says, come on, it's Kachim time now, I'm shechting now, what are we doing? Oh, it's Erev Pesach. It's a Shem Pesach. What's the din then? L'chayr would be kosher. Because only Shem Shlom, Shem Pesach, no good. Stom L'Shem Pesach is good. Oh, it's a charay that Shaloi Lishma works. So it's more ochnish charay. Tol Mishani Hosn, the Yomer Yechiach Soifal Al Tchilosoi. What means Yechiach Soifal Al Tchilosoi? Even though in the beginning he didn't have any machshava, but I see from the end his machshava was for Karban Pesach, so I will attribute to this Karban the machshava of later for earlier, and say, since he ended it off with Pesach, obviously, deep in his mind, deep in his heart, he meant to do it l'shem Pesach, even though he didn't verbalize, he didn't say anything. But you can see from the end of the story that that's what he had in mind all along. But maybe, if it was only stam, maybe it wouldn't be kosher. Or now we have another answer. It could really be that in the Seifa, when you had no machshava stam, and then l'shem Pesach, that would also be possible. So why did the Mishnah give the example of l'shem Shlom, l'shem Pesach? Let it say stam or l'shem Pesach. Again, for textual symmetry, since the Reisha was talking about a case of l'shem Shlom, l'shem Pesach, so therefore he says, or l'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlom, like we had in the Reisha, that the reason why it's good the second half is because kolayse al das v'shayne v'ayse. So even though that doesn't apply in the Sefer, because the Sefer we're talking about that he had in mind the other way around, l'shem Shlom, l'shem Pesach, even stam l'shem Pesach would be possible. But the reason why the Mishnah used the expression l'shem Shlom, l'shem Pesach is because that's the inverse, the reverse of l'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlomim. The verse is l'shlomim or l'shem Pesach. Okay, vayta no raya. Zokti mora ela meha. Now I have my solid raya that stam is enough. What's the raya? State in the Mishnah. L'shem shisha dvar mazebach nizbach. When you're bringing a korban, you should have in mind six different thoughts together to make this into a kosher mahadrin min a mahadrin. What are the six thoughts? L'shem zebach. Which korban are you bringing? Is it an oiler? Is it a shlam? Is it a chat? L'shem zebach. L'shem zoyveach. Who is the one that's bringing it? Is it Yankel? Is it Beryl? Is it Reuven? Is it Shimon? L'shem, now you have to add a hey, l'shem Hashem, that you're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not doing it for personal gratification, you're doing it for the Rabbi Nishalem. That's three. L'shem Ishim, for the fire on the Mizbeach. Very often it says by a carbon, l'shem Isha l'Hashem, that is, you're bringing it l'Isha. Now you're wondering, so what does that mean in practical terms, that it's Isha? So to Rashi, that you have in mind, you see the Rashi, the fifth wide line down below, l'shem Ishim l'Haktiram, that means to be makter on the Mizbeach. It's not because you want to have a barbecue. Oh, it smells great. You know, that's another hour or two. We call over the whole family, especially if it's a shlomim. We're going to have now a barbecue. No. You're doing an isha l'shem the haktor of the emrin on the Mizbeach. L'shem reyach. It says in the pasuk, isha reyach nichoyach l'Hashem. That you want that this reyach, this scent, this aroma, should go up to Hashem, that it should have that beautiful smell. Not only is a beautiful taste important, but you have to have a beautiful smell. Exactly. And l'shem nichoyach, that's the reyach nichoyach that it says. Now, what does nichoyach mean different than reyach? Says Rashi, l'shem nichoyach, l'shem hanochas ruach l'kodesh baruch hu. I want a kodesh baruch hu should go and say up kaviyochel up in Shemayim, oh, Yankel Smith, instead of divorcing his wife, he brought this beautiful carbon. The aroma is gewaldig. It's tremendous. I'd like to have a barbecue upstairs in Shemayim, but I can't. It's a carbon oiler, so it's kula kola on the mizbeach. So that's the kavan of nichoyach from lashon nachas. Rabbi Shalom should have nachas from this carbon and say it's gevaldik. So those are the six requirements. And when you bring a chatas, you should have in mind that the chatas you bring because you ate. You ate chela b'shogeg, you took dam b'shogeg, or whatever it was. That's what the Tanakhama says. Now, anybody that's going to go and bring a carbon is going to say to himself, I'm going to get lost. I have to remember six things, seven things. Oh, which one? There'll be mass confusion. Reb Yosi, af mishloi hoya b'libay l'shem achas mikol elu. It's all to kosher. Even if you brought the carbon and you didn't have anything in mind, it's still going to be a kosher, as long as it's not shloi l'shma. As long as it's tam, it's kosher. Why? Shetanai bezinu, the bezin was masna. As the bezin, deloi lema l'shmoi. The bezin specifically said, you know what? We don't want people to go and get hysterical, and they're going to forget their lines, and they're going to be confused. You know, you don't have to say anything. If you remember, we had the same thing. Legabe a hamevi get mdina seyam tzerach shiomer b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. The Gemara says, since according to Rabbi, the ikar is to go and tell you that it was lishma, the chayy should go and say b'fani nechtam lishma or b'fani nechtam lishma. Said Rabbi, you're going to have so many words, such a long text. Then he's going to go and mess up his lines. He might go and say, "Mimbani nachtiv shaloi lishma," or something similar. Best is vus weinige meret is besser.
Less, speak less.
Yeah. So I remember when I was going on a shidduch, my father's friend Rucha said to me, "The best eitzah for all bukhrim and all meidlich going on a shidduch is vus weinige meret is besser. The less that you talk, the better off you are. Because when you talk and talk and talk, he might say something will be a misunderstanding, or they have different hashkafas, they're thinking differently than me. Then you get all lost in all types of hashkafas. Exactly, that's the best. Anyway, but hopefully it's
that policy.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so he's saying that's why. So this is crystal clear, obviously, from Reb Yosi that the halacha is that even stam is kosher, because he's saying that was a tanai bezin, and the bezin said, you know what, leave out all the lishmas, just come spaced out. It's all to kosher as long as you don't have a machshava shloi lishma, a negative machshava. V'isokadayta stam is possible. If you're going to go and tell me min ha-toyer stam is no good, kaimi bezin umasni milted mifsul bay, you think the bezin would go and say, yeah, I don't really care what it says in the Torah. It doesn't really matter. It just stam is also good. Chas v'shalom. Bezin wouldn't do anything like that. Muzdach zayin that they hold that min ha-toyer stam is kosher, and therefore Rabbi Yosi said they in fact instituted this eitzah toiva not to get lost and be befuddled and be muddled. Just have a mind gurnished, and that will be kosher, and that will be fine. However, so that's the raya legabe us. What about the gabe get? The gabe get, the stam apostle, me know how I know. Ilay me hod it not. Oh, I have a Mishnah. Mishnah, of course, Masech is gittin. Hoy oy b'shuk, v'shoma soifren makrin, ish ploini gireish ploinis, mi mokam ploini, bim mokam ploini, vi oma zeshmi v'zeshem ishti, apostle garish bai. You have a person walking down the street. Unfortunately, his relationship with his wife is not ideal. And as he's walking across the street, he hears through the window soifrim that are saying out loud. They're writing out a form get, and they're writing in the get, ish ploini, Yanko is being megarish his wife Shprinza here in the island of Manhattan, and they have the rest of the text of your normal get. And as this person is walking down the street, he says, I can't believe it. My name is Yankel, and my wife's name is Sprinza. And, you know, I don't have to wait on the soifer. The soifer will say he's busy, he's writing out documents now. He has a fair ticket get. I'm going to go right now to him and say to him, how much does a get cost? Well, normally it costs $500. But you already have the form again. What do you have the form? I heard you, Yankel and Sprinza, that's my wife. Really? I give you a discount, $250. Done. Take it. Here's $250. He takes it, he brings two Adam, and we're done. Is that going to be a kosher get? Says the Mishnah, Apostle Legarish Boy. Why is Apostle Legarish Boy? All the names and all the figures and the places, everything is perfect. Yan Lishmita. Because it has to be written Lishma, not Stam. We're not talking about a Shaloi Lishma case that he had in mind for somebody else. It was Stam. Oh, see, from this Stam is possible. Pray to him, what's the right? Don't get a papa, the Amra Papa. Hachab is Saifa Masuin Lislaminaskin. For the Ichtel Lishim Shkrisis Kalal. If it would have been written Lishem Get, but Stam, in other words, not in any particular couple of Yankel and Spritz, any Yankel and Spritz in the world, whoever, I don't have in mind anybody in particular, Stam, maybe it would be kosher. The reason in this case it was not kosher, because this was never intended to be a bona fide get. This was just Soifer doing rehearsals. Right? A Soifer wants to be hired by the Bezin, so therefore he's perfecting his handwriting, he's perfecting the Lashon and the text. He should know perfectly, he should know exactly how to write it. Oh! But it wasn't really intended for get. That's why it's not good. Mistam Lishma might also be good. In other words, he didn't have in mind for any Yankel and Sprint in particular, but he had in mind for a get. Maybe that could be a kosher get, and he could buy it and use it. The reason why he couldn't, because this was just Islamic, it wasn't even intended for a real life get, it was just to have a rehearsal to be able to perfect his knowledge and text of the get. Elamiha, I have another raya. What's the raya? Yes, okay. I have another Mishnah that says, Kos of the Garish is Ishtav and Nimlach Matsoi ben Iroibi Omaloi, Shemikishimcha, Vishem Ishti, Kishem Ishticha. You have two Yankel and Sprintzes in the same town. And one Yankel had decided to go and give a get to his wife, Sprintze. But Baruch Hashem, a mess happened after a lot of therapy and a lot of discussions. They decided to have a full rapprochement and a reconciliation, and they're now back together again. What is he going to do with this get that he had? He had to pay $500 for this get. What is he going to do?
He
could frame it. He has a friend, or even an enemy, who lives a few blocks away and said, I heard the good news that you're not giving a get to your wife. I want you to know it's not public, but my wife and I are also not on the best of terms. And guess what? My name is Yankel, and her name is Sprintze. Can I use your get? Because you're not going to use it anymore. And I'll give you $200, $300. It cost me $500. Mister, you take $200, okay, a done deal, he takes the $200, and he takes the get. So the Chayra, this should be a good get. Why should it be a good get? Because it was written L'Shem Krisus, right? This was written L'Shem Krisus, not Krisus for these guys, but for the other guys. And it says, K'Shem She'ishtecha Nochwa. Yes, okay, Kos L'Garish She'ishtecha Nimlach. So you ben Irovi Omaloi, Shmi K'Shemcha, my name is like your name. She'im Ishti K'Shem Ishtecha, the two wives' names are the same. Pos L'Garish Bai. Why is it Pasul Garish? I'll tell you why it's Pasul Garish. Because he's saying that it has to be written Miyuchad for this Yankel and for this prince and not for somebody else. So tomorrow, what's the raya? Dil Mishani Hazund Integlay the Shem Gerish and Dahu. That's not a Stam case. That's a Shloi Lishma case because the Sofer wrote it out for the first Yankel and prince. But you still don't know that Stam is Pasul. Maybe if you wrote it Stam, it would be kosher. El Miha, I have another case. Yes, okay, even a better case. Yeshli Shtei Noshim. Yankel, unfortunately, is slightly deranged, and he was married to two women, and that could be the reason why he got deranged. Mm-hmm. He was married to two women. Shishar Sein Shavis, and they both had the same name. Both were called Rochala. One Rochala and the second Rochala. And he doesn't have a lot of matrimonial love with his first wife. There's no Shulam bias with the older Rochala, but Baruch Hashem, the younger Rochala is fine.
So two wives, the same name?
Same name, exactly the same name.
So in love with them, that's what happens, they both have the same name. So,
in both cases, he was home and deranged.
Anyway, if you like the name Sprintze, both of their names were Sprintze. The Shush, Shtei Noshim Shishmaisei and Shoveis. The names, remember, it's not the family names, it's only the first name is the same. So the same Sprintze, the same Rochel, whatever. And he told the Sofer, because the Garish is good, write it out for the older Rochel. What happens if after that he changes his mind and he says, you know, the Gedolah, I can manage with it. It's the younger one. And therefore he wants to now switch it from Rochel HaGedolah to Rochel HaKtana. It doesn't say any difference in the get. And the get just says Rochel and Rochel. So therefore, because the Garish is a Gedolah, the Garish is a Ktana, he can't use a Ktana. The Chayra, why not? After all, the Sofer wrote it out for this individual, for their Yankel. And it was the Shem Krisus. And we still say it's not good.
It
so you see
her.
That Stam is no good. You see Stam is no good. So what's the Raya? Maybe Stam is good. Because this was not Stam. This is Shaloi Lishma because he didn't have in mind Rochel number two. He had in mind Rochel number one. And finally says Gemara, I have my Raya. And we, huh. Yes, okay. Even a better case. Omle Lavla. Lavla is a name, means a Sofer. Person says it a Sofer. Ksoiv. Okay, it's not the final one. It's one before. This is a penultimate raya. He says to the Sofer, Ksoiv. Ule'ezer she'erze agarish. I have two wives, Ruchel. And I can't stand both Ruchels. Because every time I call Ruchel, both of them run to the door and they're both fighting with each other and they're competing with each other. They're really tzaris. Tzaris for them, tzaris for me. You know what? I want to get rid of one of them. Which one? I haven't decided yet. I'm going to flip a coin, I'm going to decide. In the meantime, I haven't decided. So the Sofer does what he's told. He writes it out for Yankel and for Ruchel. You'll figure out whichever Ruchel you want. You know, it's up to you. Pasul Agarish boy. isn't that really a stam? Because he told him, I want a get, and he wrote it out, taka for the yankel, and I don't know which of the two, but he says, stam, whichever one you want, you figure it out. So the chayra have a raya that stam is posel garish. Against anymore, don't mishani hosan, the embrader. We paskin that be divrei Torah, ain't brave. You can't go and say, his parallel mafreya, that this is what I intended. Since he didn't have any intention at the outset, no good. So therefore, it's not lishma, no good. Elameha, I have another raya, and this is the final raya. A kois of toif sigitin. This is like the earlier case that we spoke about it before, that you want a soifer that wants to have getting ready, willing, and able to be available to people. You know, it's not like today that you just fill it out on the computer and then you finish it off. You have to write everything out by hand. I mean, today you have to write it out by hand. And what happens if the soifer wants to save time and effort and expense and blah, blah, blah? He writes Teufse Gitten. You used to be able to get these Bloomberg forms, right?
You still can.
You still can?
Yes, sure.
Well, you don't need to buy it anymore because you get it on the computer, right? All you have to do is you look, you Google, I want a form of will, you get a 10,000 different forms and you fill it out. Okay, anyway, so Koisa types again, he's filling out these Bloomberg forms, and Tzorach Sheniach, he has to leave out the key elements. Tzorach Sheniach, Mokom Ish, Umokom Isha, Umokom Edim, Umokom Hazman, Yom Rav Yudam Shmuel, after Tzorach Sheniach, Mokom Hariat Muteres Lecholodim. These key elements, these key, this you have to leave out. Why can't you go and write out, like a 50 or 100 gittin, and write that Avrom and Tzura, and then Yitzchak and Rivka, and Yankel and Sprinza, and then eventually somebody comes and says, I would like to have a get. What's your name? My name is Avrom. What's your wife's name? Sarah. I have a get for you, written out. It's fully written and lit up. Why wouldn't that be kosher? Why does he have to go and leave out all the key information? Because if you would write that, that would just be stam. He didn't have the mind for this Avrom and for this Surah, for this Yankel of this Sprinza. It would be stam. He's stuck at writing L'shem Gittin, L'shem Krisis. Mm-hmm. Fine. But since he didn't write it out befeirish for this Yankel and this Sprinza, or this Avrom and this Surah, it's no good. So you see from that, that stam is not kosher. So you have Astira. By Unz, as Vachem was saying, that it was Nidbuch Shaloi Lishman, it's Ksheirim. But it's a kosher card. And there by the Gittin, we said, if you're Bistam, it's not kosher. That was the Milim Aliyasa that Rava asked. What was his Teret? His Teret is very simple. Because Kodshim is Stam Ar, the Oymed for bringing for a carbon. I mean, if you have an Oyla, even though nobody had any Machshav, Bishas, the Hakrava, what it's being brought for, it's Stam Ar. The Ketushah say Oymed for its purpose to go and bring for a carbon. But not every woman is destined to be, and most women hopefully are not destined to be Giget, they're not going to be divorced. So therefore, a Stam is Gunished, and that's why in the case of Gittin, it's possible. Have a